want to welcome everyone out. This is Friday, the September the 16th, 2016. This is our 2 p.m. session to make the final decision on our budget and tax rate. Mr. Joel Culver is here, and he would like to speak to the court regarding the tax rate. You can stand right there, Mr. Culver, if you'd like to.
Thank you. I like your shirt, too.
Thank you.
I'm Joel Culver. I'm the president of Big Sandy, which has sort of a unique situation. We are within miles of three other counties, and Lexington Drive, where I live, seems to be folded under everything, not mentioned anywhere. My wife and I built our home in 96, and from 96 to now, we've had over 60% increases in taxes for the county, 80% increases in the city, and I'll even go over the school taxes. My only concern has been, and I've discussed this with my commissioner, is the city road that goes in front of my house has had occasions for need of repair, and that bucket has been passed around. But it still goes patched and it's a hard need. I've had to go out of pocket and repair underneath my car and my wife's car from hitting these potholes. Besides all of that, the increases in taxes haven't shown me any improvements in anywhere around where I live in my city, so I'm going to stand opposed to any tax increases.
Thank you, Mr. Culver.
Do I need to address that?
Sure.
Mr. Culver, we did speak before, and I'm not sure I was clear, but you do understand that the county only has an interlocal agreement with Big Sandy in that they have to contact Road and Bridge and tell us that they're ready to furnish some materials. Well, but it is the truth, and we do have an interlocal agreement with Road and Bridge.
Yeah,
and
they tell me that they don't have the budget for it, and I told them we're going to model 100% increase in taxes that you could receive.
Yeah, and the other thing,
Lexington has got that.
I know, and the other thing that you mentioned is very true. The roads that you travel, you don't get the opportunity to see the work that has been done around the county because we don't all travel those same roads. We only travel the roads we travel. And it's unfortunate that somebody does have to be first and someone has to be last. You just can't do them all at the same time. But the main thing I wanted to mention to you is that if Big Sandy does have the materials and contacts Road and Bridge, I'm sure that Mr. Jordan and his crew will get out there and do what he can with their materials. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Culver, for coming today. We have the budget here in front of us. There's a couple of things that I would like to do. I would like to recommend that we create a comp time paid, or if we want to call it leave time paid, in each department. It will be an additional line item. And then when we pay someone their leave time, we will move money out of the salary line item into the comp or leave time line item and then pay them out of that line item so that we can keep track of what's happening.
Is that going to be leave time and excess comp?
I would think it should be.
Everything that affects that.
Everything that we have, and then we can keep. Then the elected official that's handling all that payroll or watching or should be watching it can get the opportunity to see exactly what's going on and how that is impacting everything. I think that's a great idea.
Is everybody okay with that?
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Then in the jail, you can see the auditor's recommendation for law enforcement taxable travel stipend and the taxes and retirement on that. That's her best estimate for
you. At the $20?
Yes.
For a year.
It's just based on 3 days a week. I don't know what that actual number is, but it's a first year doing it, so we're just going to give it a guess.
Even if it were double that, it's not going to be that big a deal.
No, we could fix it. And then you would like to also create that for the DA and then in the SO?
Yes.
Okay.
Since we've been asked to include investigators that spend a significant amount of their time out of the county. It doesn't happen very often, I don't think, but we've been asked to include them. So I just want to have a line ready and available if we do end up doing that.
Okay. Is everybody okay with that? All right. Then
the other thing is that if we're going to do this deal, other line item that we have for leave time needs to just be in reserves or however you want to do it.
It is. We did not set that up as a salary line. We set it up as a leave time contingency line. We will not be paying anything out of it. We will just be transferring out of it into the departments if they go over.
Only if they go over.
Which
at the end of the year.
They will be going over if people leave. At the end of the year, as they go, however we need to do it.
Okay.
Well, hopefully we manage it better than we have. Maybe
based on the record.
Okay. Any other? Karen, do you want to speak to the court?
I don't.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead and speak to the court.
My court stays in Maine. Good afternoon, Judge and Commissioners. First of all, I'd like to apologize for being able to unattend yesterday's budget hearing due to a family emergency. Secondly, I would like to kindly ask you to consider my Rockford request for a clerk that was taken away due to budget cuts in 2011. We are also far behind due to major software issues that are ongoing and have been for over a year now. It takes 6 steps just to enter a case and 6 steps to fire out. And it's like we enter a case and we hit save and it doesn't save it. We go back in, it's not saved. I have no decimal in my, when I'm posting a check, say I'm posting a check for $200,000, I have to count the zeros to make sure that I'm entering the correct amount. It's an ongoing issue. I mean, I balance millions of dollars in my registry with no decimal. It may not be important to some, but I mean, it is important when you have to count the zeros. I have 5 clerks and myself using net data on a daily basis, and I continue to do my job as a clerk, trying to do an efficient job as a district clerk. Also, I would like to request a customary cost of living rule for my clerks so that they can continue to work in my office. Our retirement has been cut in half and no raise given as promised every year. Today, my budget is $9,200 less than it was in 2007 and $25,500 less than it was in 2010 before a clerk was taken away due to budget cuts. I sure hope you as taxpayers, as all of my clerks and myself will please kindly consider this request to replace my clerk, give a cost of living raise to all employees and address the major software issues. Thank
you, and I
appreciate
you allowing me to speak.
I mean, Melissa, I sent Melissa from District Clerk. She was going to request a clerk.
Okay.
Do
you have any questions?
I've got a question on the jail here, but not that.
Mm-hmm. Other thoughts?
I wish I could get everybody what they want.
Karen, you weren't here. You weren't here. So in some of our discussions, we've talked about this tremendous increase we've had in our medical insurance. That I understand there's not a cost of living increase to our employees. And I'm hoping everybody else understands that in lieu of that, we've tried to keep a lid on the insurance cost to the employees and their families. And we've absorbed about $1,330 per employee again this year. So in effect, that is a raise, okay? Otherwise, we'd have to start charging. At some point in time, if the employees don't help us, help them, we're not gonna be able to continue doing this.
She has a lawsuit filed against her because of the insurance. She was served with a citation.
that's an issue that, again, we need to talk with Miriam about, I guess, and the insurance carrier. And those things should be resolved, because they should be resolved.
But the solvent issue is a major problem. We're down from Friday until Thursday, and Estella is in our office today, and that's why Stacy's here with me. I mean, can't keep working. Our work is piling up.
Paula, did you want to say something?
I do know, and I know this may not be what you want to hear, but there are several offices that have asked for other people. And the lady from the workforce has someone that she's trying to place right now, and she would like to place them in Upshur County. And it would be 24 hours a week.
I would accept a part-time.
Well, and here again, it would help an office here, but it's not paid through the county. It's paid through the state, and they're placed for 2 years. And so if you're willing to do that or consider that, then I can get you her information. And
do I ever leave for lunch?
Well, I know what a crunch we're in.
And I'm still doing all of my jobs. So that's just part of close protection. I mean, I'm doing everything, juvenile, everything, while they're trying to work with the software. It's not working.
Well, I can get you her number, because she called Wyoming the other day, Wednesday. Because she has a lady in her office that's there 3 days a week, or she works 4 days a week. But she's
at one time we had a step person.
4 hours or something. That's it.
Yeah, we had a step person in the extension office. Yeah. Really good.
And but they're looking to place her. And so I'll get you that information. And
we have issues every day. It's been a year now with this software, and it's like, instead of moving forward, we've gone years back.
And you know what I've tried to do with the software, so I can't really speak on that.
But
I can help you maybe with the, I'll get you the information, and that might be an option. So that's all I have to say.
Do you have a question about the jail?
No, I got it for myself.
Any other questions? Any other changes?
No.
Okay. Item one is discuss and take action on changes to an adoption of the proposed FY17 budget by record vote.
Motion. I'll make a motion to adopt the budget.
To adopt it as proposed with changes?
With changes.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to adopt the proposed budget as proposed with changes that we made today and yesterday. Those in favor, Commissioner Gentry?
Aye.
Commissioner Groves?
Hold on a second.
I thought we were done.
Well, I thought it was too. Okay, she split it. Okay.
She split it.
I'm just clarifying.
Okay.
We're good. Go ahead, vote. Yes.
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 Yes. Item two is discuss and take action to set FY17 maintenance and operations rate. Proposed rate was 0.5698.
And that's what you base this budget upon?
It's the effective rate.
Effective rate. I move that we accept the effective rate.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Groves to adopt the 0.5698 effective rate. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 $11,893,000.
Thank you, sir.
That's without insurance.
Yes, sir.
That's without, oh, that includes this?
Health insurance is 2.3 million.
Where's page 27?
Did they stick that in the record?
Do we need to sign into that?
Do we have a motion? Motion.
Motion to adjourn?
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We adjourn.
I didn't know what motion.